Hey, just checking in on you. You doing okay in here? This is your friendly reminder that I'll be right down the hall if you need... Alright, good. Good. I know, lifting things up and putting them down probably wasn't what you had in mind when you applied here. But they sort of just dropped you on me without a heads up. So I don't have anything else for you right now. And you know, someone has to clean the archives, sort the files, and so on, so for now, it's gonna have to be the new intern. That's you. Sorry. Well, I'm glad you don't mind. We'll have something more substantial for you to do by tomorrow, though, I promise. It's just, I didn't have time to... Well, hey, careful. Fuck, that was close. you almost got filed there yourself. Filed, right? Get it? Dropboxed? Sorry, that's not funny. Are you okay? Are you hurt? Oh, yeah, sure. You're welcome. You know, speaking of Dropbox, I honestly have no idea why we haven't just gone all digital yet. Gotten rid of this shit. You could probably fit all of it on a flash drive and turn this place into a break room or something. God knows we could all use some R&R now and then. And the best part? A USB stick won't leave you with a concussion when it bonks you on the head. But Big Boss Man is old-fashioned, or whatever. So nothing we can do about it. I'm ranting. He's just so absolutely fucking infuriating to deal with. Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on, sir. But it's nothing you need to worry about. Yet. But yeah, like I said, I'll be down the hall if... Actually, it's about time I take lunch. Come with. I can give you a tour of the cafeteria. Hey, you get a lunch break just like the rest of us. Besides, you seem to be way out of schedule here anyway. I'm gonna have to think of something else to keep you busy, or you'll have nothing to do for the rest of the day. We can start by taking a break. No, it's not a bother. It's okay. Honestly, just consider it a part of your orientation. I insist. Oh, good bean. I'm glad you're coming around. Wow, you picked the most remote table you could find, huh? If you're on the lookout for rogue staplers and murderous binders, I can promise you you're safe here. Wait. Oh. Did you want to eat by yourself? Because I can sit somewhere else. Great. I was actually hoping we'd have a chance to talk. So, how's your first day? Hold on. Did you finish your plate already? Or... Okay. You know it's buffet rules, right? You're not saving money by eating like a bird. Is this like one of those public eating anxiety things? Look, I get it. I do. But I can't have you doing manual labor if you're not eating. That'd just be wildly irresponsible. So here, take my bread roll. Go on. Yeah, just bread. Fast carbs to fend off dangerous office furniture. I might not be there to save you the next time, you know? I do have work of my own to do. I'm not trying to be boss bitch here, or your mom, but you do need to eat. Again, I insist. Mm-hmm. I have been told I can be incredibly persuasive. There you go. The humble bun is so underappreciated, don't you think? To most people, bread is a vessel to slap shit on, but when it's fresh, when there's actual effort, you don't need any of that. All it is flour, water, yeast, and the rest is love and science. Bread, right? Amazing. See, there's this guy, works in the kitchen, shows up for work every morning at 5 a.m., makes a fresh batch. That's one man's passion and dedication you're nibbling on. Good shit. Great with his hands, too. Or so I've heard. I should know, apparently. If that's something you'd be interested in. No? Don't swing that way. Okay, look. See that obnoxiously loud gaggle of hags a few tables over? Or hear them, rather? Right now, don't look. Don't look. Yeah. Yeah, them. You want to watch your mouth around them. Because anything they catch, the rest of the office will know by tomorrow. Though if you want to be all psyops about it, you can feed them any bullshit line you can come up with to keep them busy. As if they can't find anything to gab about, well, they'll just make it up. As for me, I've been told I had a tryst with Baker Boy over there. No idea how or why that became a thing. I'm not even into that kind of shit. You know, a stranger fumbling around your privates like they're looking for the light. Yeah, that's just an awkward time for everyone involved. Nope. Anyhow, I asked Dope Hunter about it, and he was just as confused as I was. One of us must have pissed someone off, I guess. Like, he's nice enough, but I barely even know the guy. All I do know is that he's got some banging buns. Bread, I mean. I don't really care. They can talk shit about me all they want, as long as they don't get me fired. But I'm not the only one they've done this to, and not everybody handles the rumor mill as well. And you know what the weirdest thing about it is? They don't even work here. Everybody's paychecks pass by my desk, so I'd know. All they ever do is hover around the office looking for something juicy to sink their teeth into. We think Boss Man keeps them around to spy on us. And that's the prevailing theory. And they're his eyes and ears like some fucking white-collar ring wraiths. Kind of fucked up, huh? not to spook you or anything. It's a nice enough place, and I think you'll like it here. I'm just saying, not everybody's gonna be your friend. Oh, God. I've been talking your ear off, haven't I? I was gonna ask you about your day before I got way sidetracked. So, how's things? How's your first day going? I guess you haven't really had the time to get acclimated yet, huh? Meet the crew and whatnot. You will. And I think you'll fit right in. So don't you worry your pretty little head. You'll be fine. Well, you're welcome. Oh, you want to know about me? What's there to tell? I've been here for 2 years and some change now. Accounting isn't my job title. But honestly, most days I just feel like a glorified assistant. I'm the person all the menial shit I'm way overqualified for gets delegated to. Seniority rules, I guess. And the pay is okay. And people aren't bad. Don't be afraid to chat anyone up if you have questions, right? They won't bite. Well, except for Gossip Girls over there. And fucking Captain Queeg upstairs. I'll straight chomp your head off. Yeah, no, I'm serious. Big boss man. Have you had the misfortune of meeting him yet? You'll know him by his overbearing aura of contempt for all human life. If you come across him in the hallway, here's what you do. You don't make eye contact. Keep your head down, make yourself small, prostrate yourself, submit, and you just might walk away intact. What? What's so funny? I'm here trying to teach you survival, and you're all smiles. Would you like to share with the rest of the class? No, you're definitely acting strange. You've got something on your mind. Tell me. All right, if you say so. I guess I'm one to talk. And as I was saying, legend has it that at midnight, you can hear the tortured screams of all the hapless little interns he's verbally curb-stomped echo throughout the office. No, it's true, I swear. Ask anyone. Shit, my food's getting cold. Whatever. I have big plans for this place. You know, climbing the ladder. In a year or two, I'll have my own office, and in 10, I'll be sitting on the decrepit old fuck's throne of an office chair. Fucking watch me. I'm going all the way to the top. And he'll be gone. And by gone, I mean gone to a nice retirement home, of course. I really don't. Nobody here does. There's not much to like about the guy. The only thing he's good for is absolutely crushing morale. The job itself is great, but it'll be so much better once we get rid of him. There is hope, though. We don't know for sure, but the dude has to be in his late 60s by now. He's been here forever, so he's got to be just about ready to retire, right? Unless he's got some kind of virgin blood ritual for eternal youth hustle going on, I guess. Or, you know, eternal dotage, in his case. Well, if he doesn't step down sometime soon, we might have to throw a coup before people start going off the deep end. A little bit of violent revolution never hurt anyone, right? You know how it is. Three lefts make right, and revenge is a dish best served with cold steel. Maybe that's how I'll ascend my throne. Sure, I might not be next in line right now, but we can fix that. Together. You're with me, right? Yeah. Yeah. Queen bitch of the fucking universe. That's me. Let them eat Baker Boy buns. Hell yeah. Man, people would love me. Or they'd hate me. But they'd be too shit-in-pants scared to do anything about it. If only. Maybe we just have to give patience and hard work a try for now, though. But hey, at least now I have you to boss around in the meantime. Peon. You're doing it again. That grin. Ear to ear. Look at me. Hey, look at me. Are you blushing? Oh, you are. You're blushing. Ooh. I think I see what's happening here. You're one of those people, aren't you? Interesting. Interesting. Don't pretend you don't know exactly what I mean. Whips and gags and handcuffs and latex. Oh, no. It's not like that. You'd be more convincing if you weren't all flustered and biting your lip. How about you tell me how it is then, yeah? Because I'm getting all sorts of ideas. See, I'm here thinking I'm face to face with a bona fide deviant. A proper cum brain. You're the type who likes to get tied up, right? Pinned down and flogged and degraded and... And I'm being incredibly inappropriate and unprofessional right now, aren't I? Fuck. I'm so sorry. I got a little carried away. Could we maybe just pretend I didn't say any of that? I just, you know, rewind the last 10 minutes. Because I can behave, I swear. I can be nice. So let's not mention this to HR, yeah? I guess harassing the new intern is not a strong career move for me. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So that never happened. It's in the bin. It's gone forever. We should probably get ready to head back. No, it's fine. I'm not hungry anymore, and you finished yours. I need to get back to work anyway. Unless you want to grab something else? Like a hot dog? You could wrap it up to go. Right, yeah. A big fat sausage is a little heavy for lunch, huh? Wouldn't want to get stuffed too hard, or you'll pass out on your... And there you go again. Oh my god, you are hopeless. Fuck, I would love to see what's going on in that head of yours right now. Crack open the brain case and take a peek inside. I bet it's not safe for work. Oh, fuck the Gossip Girls. They did their worst and I'm still here. I don't give a shit. I've got no shame. But you obviously do. That's fun for me. So, you like taking orders, huh? Let's talk about that.